You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real with host Ray Zander. Get ready to expand your life, your knowing, your alignment with Source.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Attraction. This is Ray, your host, your feel-good sister, and I'm flying solo this week. Happy to be with you. Our love and co-host of the show, Heather, is off doing some wonderful things in the world, and so I wanted to make sure and get one podcast to all of you this week. I know we have been having summer hours. Anyway, we're glad you're here. Everyday Attraction, if this is the first time you're kind of listening to us and logging in, is really a show about the law of attraction, but in a very deep and intimate understanding of the day-to-day practices of being what we call in the vortex, and really utilizing these principles of manifestation, these principles of being in the world and co-creating with others and co-creating with Source. We really love to get into the nitty-gritty of how life is unfolding, and most importantly, how are you feeling? Because it's all about the feel-good flow. So this week on my solo flight here, I'm going to talk about easy breezy manifesting. This is something that I introduced to in our last show, and I thank you all for the people who responded and said yes, they'd be interested in a group coaching call or a sort of mastermind call around easy breezy manifesting. If that's something that gets you excited, just the thought of it, just how easy manifesting can be, email me everydayattraction@gmail.com and I'll send you information about what we're up to offline. So what I love about this idea of easy breezy manifesting is we're all working way too hard. Source is really doing all the heavy lifting, and the action point, the part to which we engage, is delicious and wonderful, but it comes from that inspired place. We are not here to make it happen. We are here to watch it happen and engage as it feels good to move forward. Those are the principles that we've been given. Those are the tools we've been given in this glorious, amazing experience on planet Earth. So we're not here to make it happen. And as Heather often says, it's not about us figuring out the how. It's just really us being in the place of allowing. But I think we often jump to action. We've been taught by people who meant well that it has to be all you. It has to be action-based. It has to be you overgiving, overdoing. And a lot of us, I think, have gotten to that place of, oh, it's wonderful to know you create your reality. Thanks so much. And now I'm exhausted from having to create my own reality. But that's not the case. Easy breezy manifesting, the simple laid-back way of manifesting, is really allowing for us to be in our proper place when it comes to co-creating our lives, when it comes to allowing in experiences that we're wanting to happen. And we miss the opportunity to let Source, let the resources show us the way, to be able to simply pivot and move in a relaxed fashion, and then everything falls into place of its own energy. Because truly, how much of this are we really doing on our own? Our hearts are beating, our bodies are processing, the planet spinning in perfect proximity to other planets. Let's face it, the majority of this existence is being orchestrated from beyond our conscious knowing. So we also have to know that that orchestration of our desires and what it is that we're wanting to create is also that taken care of. You can relax. It's all here for you. It's really more about tapping into the energy, the receiving mode, as Abraham says, and allowing things to move in. The manifesting process, the really easy breezy manifesting process, is really quite simple. And I actually like to call it fluff, F-L-F. It's about focusing on what it is that you want, going through the contrast, having the experience of not having, of wanting, of getting clear on what you want, but then focusing on what it is that you want, getting familiar with the energy and the feeling of what would it be like if that was already created. So you want to play in that realm. Get comfortable with the manifestation that you want as if it's already done. Because again, the only way that it can come in to this manifested world, to the touch, feel, seeing world, is if you're a match to it. So we need to practice the vibration of what it is that we want even before it manifests. So we focus. We focus, but we really so focus in a soft way. Wouldn't it be nice? Or, oh, I get familiar with this feeling of having more money than I can spend. Or I get this feeling of having that supportive relationship, that primary relationship in my life that I've been wanting. Or I get familiar with the feeling of having a successful business that simply happens without my efforting or my hard work. So you get familiar with what it is that you're wanting, and you focus on that for the fun of it, for the deliciousness. Now here's the L part in fluff. You gotta let go. You gotta hold it lightly. Letting go is such a critical part of this whole manifesting, easy breezy manifesting protocol. Because if you're in need and you must have it, you all are only creating more need and more must have, right? This is the basics of metaphysics. So our step two in the easy breezy manifesting process is really to let it go. Don't need it to happen. Allow yourself to feel good unconditionally, outside of some contingency. And I want to take a moment to really focus on this step, because what we know from Abraham is that the only reason we want anything is because we think we will feel better in the having of it. I mean, think about it. There isn't anything on your list that you're wanting that you're not wanting because you think you'll feel better in the having of it. And the great gift from these teachers, from the Abraham teachers, is that you can feel good now. You can, in your consciousness, in the divine gift of imagination that we talk about so much in Unity, the power of your imagination, you can have that feel good now. And then the physical just pops in as a delightful entertainment to allow you to remember your power. So the most important part about letting go is that we should not be holding our joy, our connection to source, our ability to truly enjoy our life until something happens. So that's really kind of the key of manifesting, is you have to hold it lightly. It can't be imperative. You have to find your joy, find your love, find the excitement and the anticipation of being in the process, in the journey before it manifests, and truly, truly be content. You cannot slap a happy face sticker on your manifesting process. Remember, the earth, the planet, the whole source energy doesn't speak English. It speaks vibration. So you can't be putting positive affirmations, I'm letting this go. No, you're not. The energy is there, right? We have to truly surrender that which we're wanting, knowing that it really isn't contingent on our ability to feel joy and happiness and love. That's unconditional. That's who we are. That's who we choose to be. And this thing that can happen is the fun of it, the joy of it, the ability for us to see our creative power as we co-create with this source energy. So step two in this easy breezy manifesting is letting go. And then finally, the third step, the third F for fluff, is to feel good. We've got to find a way to feel good about where we are right here, right now. Whatever we have to do, whether it be pulling our attention away from the contrast, or finding a better feeling thought, or simply reminding ourselves again that no matter what happens, you're good, you're connected, your joy is not on the chopping block. Your love, your ability to connect with the broader knowing, the experience and the pleasure is not contingent on anything happening. So it is that feel-good flow and remembering that we need to spend more time in the feel-good than outside of it. We can embrace the contrast. This isn't something that we have to, you know, be perfect at. We're not always going to be in the vortex. Contrast, as we always talk about on the show, serves such an important part of the process. We really need to kiss the contrast. But ultimately, if we really want to show our and experience our power in manifesting, we got to feel good. We got to find a way, no matter what we got to do, to feel better about where we are. And that feel good flow. Remember, it's a match. The universe can only match us. It's not personal. It's just principle. So, and this, a lot of this information that I've been gleaning, I wanted to give a shout out to my sister, my feel-good sister, Jeanette Ma, who does a wonderful podcast that I want to turn you guys on to called LOA Recon. And Jeanette Ma, as many of you might know, is called the Good Vibe Coach. And she's just extraordinary. But a lot of this sort of breaking down the process of easy breezy manifesting comes from her book, Simple Manifesting. And I have just been devouring it and loving it. And this is very Abrahamic, right? This is straight from the Abraham playbook. And for any of you who are joining us for the first time, we love to follow the Abrahams. It's abraham-hicks.com. We really do believe there are some of the leading edge teachings and wisdoms coming through right now on the planet. And Jeanette Ma is also an Abrahammer, an Abrahamster. And so it's been really fun sort of breaking this process down and going back to the fluff, going back to focus, get, you know, experience what it is that you're wanting, allow yourself to go there, and then let go, and then feel good. And all of this is this constant dance with the universe of focus and letting go and feeling good. Focus and letting go and feeling good. It's fluff. I love it. Now, we also want to realize, too, the position that action actually has in this creative process. Action is delicious. It's a part of what we're here to do. But often what we hear from the Abrahams is that we jump in too soon. We go from motivation instead of inspiration. And I want to play a little bit from a recent Abraham workshop where they talk specifically about this, about the opportunity for us to hold off on the action and allow source energy, allow the magic of the universe to provide the next steps through inspiration, through impulses, through come this way, instead of I'm going to figure this out and I'm going to bang this out and it's going to happen no matter what. That's all outside of the vortex energy. So let's listen to a little bit of this recent Abraham workshop. And again, we always encourage you to go to abraham-hicks.com and just buy everything that they do and go to all their workshops and just support them because we adore them. And we like to play just a little snippet of what they're doing so that we can dive deeper into this delicious knowing. Here we go.
I knew I would be called here. And I'm so happy and excited to be here.
Yeah.
You've been talking about impulses and receiving thoughts, and that has been my life.
And before you go further, just briefly, let's call those impulses inspiration. When they come from your vortex, let's call the impulse inspiration. When it comes from struggle and worry, let's call it motivation.
Okay. Thank you for that. So let me backtrack. I've been listening to you for 2 years now, 2.5 years. And at that time, I was at a stage where I wanted to gather more knowledge and know what is out there that can help me. And I've been gathering knowledge and, you know, listening to a lot of people, including Abraham. And that was my desire at that time. And I got that desire fulfilled. I was really satisfied. And by using that knowledge, I have been able to have a lot of manifestations which have been so satisfying to me during the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a stage where I have a great life, a rich, abundant, joyous life that I wanted to have. So I'm at that stage right now. And I get into vortex a lot more often now than before. I can say almost 20% of the time I am able to be in the vortex at that high-flying disc, and I love it. I just love momentum. And during those times, when I'm in the vortex, when I either during that time or when I just come out of it, I receive these great ideas. I receive these ideas which I feel can make a big difference in the world, can also make a big difference in my own life.
Yes.
And I want to execute on those ideas.
Yes, 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 but don't jump too far ahead, because you get dissatisfied, because we can feel that building even as you're speaking that. So you get the impulse, you receive the thought, you translate the thought, you receive the thought of what you want, and the why is embedded within that. So what and why? Oh, intoxicating and satisfying. But if you ask too soon, how, where, when, who, then you introduce resistance into it and you don't allow it to naturally progress in the way it will. So that's why we want you to be satisfied to keep receiving and not be too ready to jump into action until you're all the way over there where the action is just so compelling and so obvious.
Yes, I agree with that. And I was going to say that I revel in those moments when I get those thoughts and inspiration.
Yes.
Because it feels so satisfying and feels great. And I know I'm not ready for the execution right now.
But you see, the thing that we really want to emphasize, because you've said it so well, is that it feels great. And we say, then let it be enough for a minute. That would be like sitting in this wonderful place and eating this wonderful food and then saying, ooh, I wish I was over there eating that food too, and over there eating that food too, over there eating that food too. And we say, just eat this and like it. Just eat this and like it. Let this satisfy you. Let this satisfy you.
But I want manifestations to happen because I
love. We know you do. This is the conversation that we have with Esther. We know that. But this is the new emphasis that we're wanting you to feel, because we're teaching you how to gain control of the molding of your energy and what happens to you that gets it out of control. When you receive that impulse and you jump too quick to words or action before you're vibrationally ready for it, then it doesn't work out that well, and then you get discouraged. Where if you can stay satisfied and then satisfied and then satisfied and then satisfied.
I agree. And I was saying that I know that I'm not ready for the execution part right now, because if I was, it would happen. And I would really feel it, and I would just do it.
On some subjects, you are. You were ready for the execution part of having and coming a conversation with Abraham. You were ready for that. Every now moment is a manifested moment. And what is manifesting in this moment is about your mix of vibrations. Don't you want to know what your mix of vibrations is? So if you want to know, there's two ways to know. One is by what's manifesting. That's post-manifestational awareness. And one is by how you feel. If you can be satisfied with feeling satisfied, if you can feel satisfied with feeling satisfied and not get your cart before your horse, let it unfold, then and only then will you be one who lives happily ever after. And this is an important thing. We're just going to lay it out here so that you can really hear it. You're never, ever going to stop having a manifested moment that isn't putting more in the vortex. Every single manifested moment has enough contrast within it. That's your part of the bargain. Is going to have enough contrast in it that it's going to cause an increasing of the vortex. So if you don't pretty soon get used to not having everything in your vortex manifest all at once, and you really wouldn't like it any more than you'd like to eat all your food for the year today, you would not like it all to manifest all at once. So if you can accept that you're constantly adding to your vortex and it's constantly giving you feedback, and you become comfortable and relaxed and satisfied with the rhythm of that, then you can live happily ever after. But if you are dissatisfied with only this puny vibrational awareness of positive emotion, sarcasm doesn't play well, does it? And you need full manifestation that everyone can witness before you're satisfied, then in the absence of this satisfaction, there's an absence of receiving, and your impulses will cease, and then you will be like most of the world. You will be relegated to walking over here into the manifested world and banging it out just like everybody else and complaining about who's doing what to who and why that doesn't work, and It's your fault that I'm not satisfied, and it's your fault that I'm not satisfied in your endless and futile need to control circumstances in order to produce positive emotion. Oh, that was so good.
Oh, don't you love these teachers? So let's break that down. Let's take that delicious moment and kind of break it down. So we need to be okay with the emotions first. What we're creating, we want to be satisfied with the emotion that comes through in the wanting before it ever gets physical. It's so important to see that as the first quote-unquote manifestation is that good feeling emotion, and to know that is the key. That is the place that we want to get comfortable. We want to know that when your emotion shifts into that positive realm, into that place of excitement and expectation, you are actually creating. And you're never going to have a moment. Did you hear that they said that there isn't some contrast? You're never going to have a moment where there isn't some wanting, and then you're fueling what we call the vortex, which is all that you're asking for. You have a don't want experience, which shoots a rocket of what you do want automatically. You don't have to do this. It goes right into your vortex. So you're always creating more opportunity. But we need to really, you know, let it unfold. Trust the process. And I think that's so key when we're looking at, you know, how to be satisfied. Oh, it's such a big word that they've been using recently. How to be satisfied with being satisfied with where you are. And just the ability for you to conjure up the possibility and to have that feel-good flow. Because we're always going to have a mix of vibration in our experience. That's part of being on planet Earth. And we need to get comfortable with that. But you can tell, and they have sort of a litmus test right there, that you can tell what your mix of vibration is based on two things. You know, what's manifesting? So if you're manifesting a lot of contrast and a lot of angry people, well, there you go. And two, how you're feeling. Are you feeling good most of the time? Are you spending more time in the possibility and the expectation than in the worry, doubt, fear cycle? And, you know, every moment is a manifested moment. Every moment we're co-creating. And when we need to act, when we need to get physical, it's going to be so clear. When you're working with source, there's not going to be a pro and con list. When you're doing a pro and con list, that means that action step is too soon. When we're asked to act in this co-creative dance with source, it's going to be so clear, and it's going to be so easy for us to take that step. And wild horses couldn't stop us from taking the action. That's what we're waiting for, is that level of call to action. And before that, I mean, go for it. You'll get something, you'll bang something out, but it's not going to be exactly what you're wanting. It's okay. I mean, certainly there's a ton of evidence out there that if you just throw action at something, stuff will happen. But what we're talking about is a much more delicious technology, a much more updated technology that's working with this infinite intelligence and the metaphysics of our experience. And we really, you know, they keep telling us, you know, feel good and let that be enough for now. Eat this and let it be enough. Don't be planning for your next 10 meals or the next lifetime of meals. You know, we know we're going to act when we're compelled and it's obvious, but until then, satisfaction is the key manifester. That place of just being where we are and letting it happen. But what happens is we receive the inspiration. Let's say we've been meditating and we come out and we get this idea. Maybe it's a business idea, or maybe it's an opportunity to have an experience. And we get the what and we get the why, and we're excited and we want to tell everybody. And then we want to figure out the how. And the minute we figure out the how, as Abraham said so clearly, we introduce resistance. We slow the process down. So don't jump too far ahead. Let the ideas be enough. Let the possibilities be enough. That struggle and worry and motivation are not the key to this fluff, to this easy breezy manifesting. We want to watch for impulses. We want to watch for inspiration. And we only want to take action when it's clear and it's easy and you can't not. That's inspired action. And that is an art form. That's truly a way to dance with source and allow everything to unfold so you can really see the power of your focus and the power of your co-creation. Well, I hope that you have heard something today that inspires you to get into the easy breezy manifesting mode and to really allow source energy to show you that they've got you. They've got your back. They know what you want. You can relax and be delighted and surprised when source says hello. And here you go. You've been listening to Everyday Attraction with your feel-good sisters, Ray and Heather. And we hope that we've inspired you to breezy, easy manifest. We'll see you next time. If you'd like to check out our website, it's at everydayattraction.com. And if you're interested in getting more coaching or having more discussions around easy breezy manifesting, email me, everydayattraction@gmail.com. Until next time, as we like to always say, feel good, sister and brothers. Lots of love.
Thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. Join host Ray Zander every Friday at noon Central Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Unity Online Radio for more ways to align with your source and start living the life you intended to live. Everyday Attraction is a part of the Align Radio Network at www.alignradio.com and sponsored by Send Out Cards. Check out www.sendoutcards.com/attraction.
If Unity Online Radio has helped you grow spiritually through programs like this one, please consider supporting this online radio programming. Visit www.unity.fm and click on Donate Now. Thank you for helping us continue to serve as the voice of an awakening world.
Do you experience the peace and joy promised by A Course in Miracles? Or are you still struggling to truly live your beliefs from moment to moment? Let Reverend Jennifer Hadley help you focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application, by walking your talk. Experience the healing live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central on A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Ever notice that there might be something not quite right, but you just can't put your finger on it? We may describe it as an inner stirring, a restlessness, a yearning to find our way home to our heart and higher purpose. Some of us may feel like we are living on borrowed time, that despite our accomplishments, what was once so important to us now just feels empty and meaningless. If you find your heart longing, wanting, looking for a path home to authenticity and purpose, join us for transformation, inspiration, hope, and possibility. Move toward your higher calling. Listen to The Call of Spirit with Evelyn Foreman and tune in to Possibility every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Central Time here on Unity Online Radio.